Hi, I'm Daniel James and welcome to Retro Replay Show on Livewire. Dollar were a pop vocal duo from the United Kingdom, consisting of David Van Day and Teresa Bazaar. David and Teresa met at 17 when they successfully auditioned for the pop act Guys and Dolls, and the group enjoyed a number of hit singles in the mid-1970s, including You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Van Day and Bazaar were asked to leave the group, and Van Day originally planned to go solo, but they agreed to form a duo, and they were picked up by French record label Carrère Records under the name of Dollar. And their first hit single, Shooting Star, was released in late 1978, and it reached number 14 on the UK singles chart. Here is Shooting Star. Dollar and Shooting Star, released in late 1978, and it reached number 14 on the UK singles chart. Well, the follow-up single, Who Were You With in the Moonlight, was released in 1979, and that also reached number 14 on the UK singles chart. The ballad, Love's Got a Hold on Me, was sung for the first time. Teresa Bizarre took the solo vocal, and with that lead vocal, it became Dollar's first self-penned hit and was one of their biggest UK hits, climbing to number 4 on the UK singles chart. Bizarre, taking the lead for the first time on the dollar hit Love's Got a Hold on Me, which hit number 4 on the UK singles chart. Well, encouraged by a steady run of success with singles and the album, the group released Shooting Stars, and that made the UK top 40, and that was their first album in the UK chart. And in a change of pace, the duo released a cover version of the Beatles' classic I Want to Hold Your Hand, which reached number 9 on the UK chart. And at the same time, Dollar had their first and only US hit with Shooting Star. So here is their cover of the Beatles' classic, a number 9 hit in the UK, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I wanna
Dollar and their version of the Beatles classic I Want to Hold Your Hand. Great bass line on that, and I suppose if you're going to do a cover, take it in a totally different direction, and they were brave enough to do that, and it gave them a number 9 hit on the UK chart. Well, in 1980, Dollar moved. They changed record labels to WEA Records, and the pair decided to write and produce all the songs for that second album, and attempting to move in a more rockier direction. Unfortunately, the album, along with its singles, failed to sell very well. Teresa Bizarre then approached record producer Trevor Horn. She'd heard an Erasure track, one of their singles, while driving to a home in the Cotswolds, and she was in the car and she heard this Erasure track. She immediately found out that Trevor Horn had produced it. She got on the phone to him, and Trevor agreed to work with the band, and he produced a more distinctive sound for Dollar. And Trevor Horn's work represented, well, a high point in Dollar's career. And here is Videotech, which is one of their classic and biggest hits.
Shoots the beam. I take my partner from the screen and hold her close. I hold her close. One more chance to make it right. Holding hands in black and white. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there.
Such a distinctive Trevor Horn production on Videotech. Well, relations between the duo sadly had become increasingly tempestuous, and during a promotional trip to Japan in February 1983, David Van Day quit the duo. Well, that's it for Retro Replay this week. I'm Daniel James, and I hope you'll join us again for Retro Replay very soon. Goodbye for now, take care, and I'm going to leave you with a big hit by Dollar, the very uplifting Mirror, Mirror.